Well, also this week, another very important topic is the subject of heart disease. And a staggering statistic is that of the people who suffer a heart attack, the risk of having another heart attack after you've had a first one is significantly higher. In fact, some studies predict that maybe one person in five, having had a first attack, will have a second heart attack within a year. Now, prevailing wisdom said that was just a reflection on the fact that you've already got an underlying disease and it's just progressing. But actually, the risk of the second heart attack appears to be disproportionately big compared with the risk of the first one, suggesting that maybe the first heart attack is doing something to make the subsequent one much more likely. And there's a paper in Nature this week that gives us a tantalising glimpse into how this could be happening. It's by a team at Harvard led by Ralph Freislader. And what they have done is to use mice, which are genetically programmed to get arterial disease. And they give these mice a heart attack, and they then show that after they've had a heart attack, the levels of cells called monocytes and macrophages shoot up over the subsequent 3 weeks in their blood vessel walls. And these cells produce enzymes that break down connective tissue. And it appears that what's happening is that stress from the heart attack triggers the brain and the nervous system to make the bone marrow release stem cells. These stem cells go to the spleen, which is an immune organ in the abdomen. This turns these stem cells into monocytes. They go around in the blood, and wherever there are damaged patches of blood vessel walls, but which are otherwise stable, they move into the wall of the blood vessel. They then start secreting this cocktail of chemicals that break down the wall of the blood vessel, making it much more likely that that area will erode and ulcerate and then have another event subsequently. Now, the good news in this is that they actually think they know what the signal is that the nervous system uses to make the bone marrow and make those stem cells in the first place. It's a signal which uses adrenaline or noradrenaline, and it works on a kind of receptor called a beta-3 receptor. And beta-blocking drugs can stop this happening. And so they suggest this could be a very important way to intervene in the process of heart disease, which, given that one person in three is destined to suffer a heart attack in their lifetime, could be really important news.
Fabulous.